Hallelujah. Wonderful day.
Yes, it is.
Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. How lovely it is when brethren dwell together in unity.
Yes, sir.
That is the intention, to bring us back into that oneness.
Amen.
The secret is that if the people can become one, all things are possible.
Amen.
If the people can become one, that is, people who walk into this place, you don't need to lay a hand.
Yes.
You will see things happen in this ministry.
Amen.
Praise God. But we still have to be educated.
Amen.
Paul says that some of us are still babies. See, when you have malice, backbiting, talk here, talk there, it's baby, it's childishness. Spiritually speaking, praise God.
Amen.
So we still need at times the word of God to lift us higher from that level.
Amen.
Praise God, higher from that level. When I see a sister and brother, I see God in that person.
Amen.
Paul says, henceforth do I know no man after the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He also says, henceforth do I know Jesus no more after the flesh, but by the Spirit. Praise God. And if you want to discern by the Spirit, it's the Spirit dwelling in you. If you want to see Jesus, you better be looking properly with the lens of the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because there's no such thing as a man with a long hair. Paul said it. If I have known Jesus after the flesh, henceforth do I know no more.
Amen.
After the flesh. The days come and are now, it's now when I don't even know Brother Jolly after the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Those are images that are being dissolved by the revelation truth. Praise God, dissolved in the lake of fire. Because God is a consuming fire, and as the truth of God comes in contact with the lie is dissolved.
Amen.
Anything that is flesh and blood is dissolved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Praise God, and I want to be honest. My heart was leaping with joy when I heard the things that we shared today. First of all, from our sister Gladys, and then from Brother Johnny.
Amen.
When I heard Brother Johnny speak, hey, I said Satan is in trouble. The kingdom of devil is in trouble.
Amen.
Who no longer know?
Not true.
Hallelujah. And it's just beginning.
Yes.
You know, see anything. The two ways will come out of that brother. Hey, okay, will you look?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1.
Amen.
Can we speak together, say together, to verse 1 to verse 2?
God
at some time in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Let's stop there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now this is a very, very powerful scripture. It goes on and on and says that we should take heed. We should take heed to hear these words that are coming now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because God spoke in the past in diverse manners. Praise God. He spoke through Moses. He spoke through Elijah. He spoke through Isaiah. He spoke in the past in diverse manners, different ways, in allegories. Allegories are parables. He spoke in diverse manners, but in this last day, the Son of God has spoken.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Son of God, there's no difference in talking about the Spirit of God, it's also the Son of God. Praise God. And that Spirit is the one speaking in this day.
Amen.
And he puts a seal of finality over every matter as he speaks. Praise God. Because that which the prophets heard in diverse manners, hear the word in different ways, in parables, in different forms, different illustrations, he spoke to them. But now, these last days, the Son of God what has spoken and is the one speaking right now.
Amen.
And we are admonished to hear the voice of the Son of God. Hallelujah. The one who inherits all things and by whom the world were what? Formed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Talk quickly in the book of John chapter 16, verse 25. Today I'm going to be preaching on the parable of the sower, but I just want to lay a foundation so that we can understand the manner in which God speaks to us. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John chapter 16 verse 25. These are the words of Jesus. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But the time cometh when I shall speak no more unto you in what?
Proverbs.
In Proverbs. But I shall show you plainly of that of the what?
Father.
Let's stop there. Are you listening? Everything that you have heard in the past are what?
Proverbs.
That I, when he says I spoke to you in the past in Proverbs, he's talking of God. It's the Father dwelling in him that is speaking. I've spoken to you before in times past in what?
In Proverbs.
But now I am speaking plainly. The light is now shining. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when the light shines, you have to lay aside the thing of the what? Of the dark. Leave aside the proverbs and now begin to walk in reality. Praise God. Walk in the truth. He said, I will show you plainly of the Father. Plainly. In times past, people talk of the Father as one man sitting on a big chair far away in the sky, who's angry, whose work is to be watching people at you every day, sit and monitoring you so that someday he will get you and deal with you very well. A God who is from heaven throws stones at people, and you know who any small thing he gets angry and he kills people. And you know, those impressions we had of God were proverbial presentations from Moses, from the consciousness of Moses. Praise God. Moses walked in a capacity that he had, according to the light that he had. Praise God. These are servants who spoke in diverse manners concerning God. But today, we are hearing plainly about the Father, who the Father truly is. Hallelujah. And Paul comes to say, the Father is in you all. Are you listening to me? The veil is now being removed from our eyes. He says the Father is in you. Oh. Hallelujah. And when this veil is removed, you begin to know that we are one entity. He says that anyone that does not love his brother is still in the dark. That means there is still a veil. You have not still recognized that we are one entity. There are no two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So I'm speaking to you plainly about the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. God's kingdom, when this veil is removed, when the truth comes to light, God's kingdom is unveiled. Jesus Christ said the kingdom of God is where? Is within you. And how do you access the kingdom of God? How do you enter the kingdom of God? It's by faith of all knowing that the Son dwells in you. Praise God. And if you know the Son dwells in you, you will know also that I am one with the Father. Praise God. Because the Son of God is actually the manifestation of the Father in this world. Praise God. And every man who gets revelation will begin to say like Jesus, I go to the Father. It's an ascension. Hallelujah. An ascension back into something that we lost. Praise God. He says that we were all lost in our sins and in our trespasses. We were all scattered abroad. Hallelujah. The stones were all scattered abroad. We were dispersed from that oneness that we had with God. But he comes on the scene to gather everybody back into the Father. He says, in my Father's house, tell her what?
Amen.
You're not going to go to the sky and see one big building. Amen. Someone is making a hotel reservation in heaven. Amen. Gold chairs. Gold beds. Amen. Some religions say you have seven versions. Is it seven or 14? I can't remember. Seven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those are all shadows. Let me tell you the truth. Those people who from those revelations actually heard what we are hearing in the dark. Praise God. All the religions in the world, people think that Christianity is something that is ordained of God. The Christianity, the way they practice it today, is the same as every other religion. Because it will not take you back to God. Praise God. It's all shadows. Hallelujah. Even the ancient religions, I remember there's a religion in Mexico where the people have to climb a high mountain. And you see the stairs. When they climb up on the peak of the mountain, there's a small door. See, it's a type of a pyramid. There's a small door on the peak. And it was believed that that was a kind of sacred place. Where do you think they get those ideas from? It's from the spirit, but they transmit them carnally to people. Praise God. That is Mount Zion. When you ascend up into Mount Zion, it is a spiritual thing that cannot be understood by the natural mind. So the natural mind hears from God, but it translates these things to the natural saints. Hallelujah. And forms religion out of it. Praise God. I spoke the other day about tithes, that these things are not the mind of God, and some people are offended. No. Praise God. The other day, somebody came to Jesus with a coin and said, look at the coin. He asked Jesus that, where is it right to pay tithes to, or was it tributes, taxes to Caesar? He told them to bring a coin. And he showed them the coin, and he asked them, whose image is on the coin? They said, Caesar's image. He said, well, give unto Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God? What is written on you is not the image of God. What God wants of you is yourself as a living sacrifice unto God. When you do that, every other thing falls into place. I don't need to come here to blackmail you with scripture to pay tax. Everybody knows that we pay bills here. Everybody knows that we need money to do things. I don't need to tell you lies that God will punish you. I don't need to, because I've seen the truth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People don't need to stay anymore in the dark. In the days of old, they will kill animals and all that to burn sacrifices unto God. But Jesus Christ came on the scene and canceled all of that. Moses and Solomon, all these people, they built temples for many years, expensive temples, glorious temples. The temple of Solomon was a wonder of the world. People came from all over the world to see the temple of Solomon. But Jesus Christ comes one day and says that the temple of God, look at it here, God bless you. Praise God. Now, you can see from that he was speaking plainly. Hallelujah. Because inside of you is the dwelling place of God. Paul says, don't you know that you are what? You are the temple of living God. God dwells in you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God was what is speaking plainly now. Hallelujah. We are beginning to hear the truth. Praise God. So by the time when you begin to know the substance of what is inside of a man, before you open your mouth to begin to speak against people, you'll be very, very careful. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Paul says some of us are having problems today because we are not discerning the Lord's body. We are not understanding the mystery of the Lord's body. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's good that we grow in this knowledge. The days of Proverbs are over. Hallelujah. The days of the letters are over. Hallelujah. Now we are walking in the reality of the Son of God. Jesus Christ gave one proverb, the proverb of the sower and what? The sower. You know the parable of the sower? Praise God. How the sower went out to sow seed. Praise God. And there were four categories of seed. Some seed fall by the wayside, and what happens? Birds come to take this, seed, and it's gone. And there are some seed that fall from the rock, And knowing the rock, you cannot have root. It cannot penetrate the earth. So they can grow for a little while, and they want, the soil comes and they die off. And you have another category of seed that falls on thorns and thistles. So when they grow out, they are suffocated and they die off. But there is the good seed, there is the seed that falls on what? Good ground, good soil, and some of it yield fruit. Hallelujah. Some 30%, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Praise God. And you know, I want us to understand that seed of the kingdom is the revelation that God is imparting in your heart today. It's the word, it's the gospel. Now, what is the gospel? It's the gospel of the born again. The born again. And when you're born again, you won't go to hell. Give your life to Christ. Hey, what is the gospel? What is the good news that Jesus Christ brought from above? Hallelujah. Yeah. What is this gospel? Because the gospel, we must understand. Jesus Christ came on the scene and kept on saying, repent and repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. What is the good news? Do you know that you came out of God? Do you know that you are one with the Father? Do you know that in reality you are the beloved of God, well pleasing in His sight? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The gospel of God, of the kingdom, simply opens up to you the reality of something that has been hidden in you all this while. Now, who picked this thing from you? God does not hide it from me, Satan. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when this word of God comes, diverse things happen. I want us to understand that this proverb that Jesus Christ gave, this parable, is very important. Because it applies to our lives on a daily basis. Praise God. I reflected on this thing today because certain things I've experienced in the past few months, I had to look at this proverb again. And when I looked at them, it strengthened me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know when you want to stand and preach the word of God? You want to mess with you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil wants to get to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And God uses this thing to what? To strengthen me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you want to be that good land that the seed falls on. Amen.
Amen.
The good land is the heart that is able to receive this word. Praise God. The good heart is the heart that is able to receive and understand this message of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And those are the ones that are going to bear fruit and blossom in the spirit. Now, what are the fruits of the spirit?
Oh, what
does Paul call the fruit of the spirit? Hallelujah. The fruit of the spirit is what? Love, joy, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith. Now, you see faith there? What that faith is talking about is not just ordinary faith. That is faith in which God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
It says, meekness, temperance. Against this, there is no law. You can't tell me what to do when I bear those fruits. You can't tell me to do this and do this. This is the way they do it. You can't tell me. The only thing that I need to do is to know that I'm a son of God.
Amen.
That is all. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's free from the devices of men. Don't let people deceive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus Christ says that a category of the seed falls on what? By the wayside, and the birds come to eat them. He says those are the people that they hear the word and the word doesn't even make any impact on them, and they just, don't you see? Don't you understand?
Yes.
I'm telling you, you will get to a place where you will be telling people, listen, get you there. They can't just understand you. They can't just understand what you are saying, and you'll be worried. But God, don't wrestle with them. You see, don't wrestle with them. Live in the right time, you will hear. At times of the land, you know, some land that is not fertile, at times you have to burn it up so it becomes fertile. At times you live there. Praise God. You sow the seed at times, and Satan come for what? To take away that seed. It snatches it away from them. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Now I want you to understand that Satan is that force actually walking through the carnal mind that hides the reality of the glory of Christ in you. That's Satan. Somebody say, praise God. That is the first thing Satan does to every child of God, is to veil you, is to put a veil over your face. And when you have a veil over your face, you don't even see yourself. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ comes to what? To remove the veil. Satan puts the veil. And that veil is still very much over many people today. Even so-called born-again Christians. Listen to me. The greatest problem they're going to have as you progress in God is not with the person drinking beer on the street. It's not with the person, you know, doing all kind of things in the world. It's the people that call themselves Christians. Those are the ones that are going to seek to get you and to stop you from what you are doing. Remember, I told you these things. The hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't put it in the book of. Excuse me. To the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let us understand this Satan that comes to take away the seed. Hallelujah. I guess all of you know the scriptures of the sower, don't you? All of you know it, so I don't have to read it step by step, do I? Everybody knows this. Let us be sincere. Everybody knows this, the story of the sower.
Yes.
Amen. Very important, eh? Praise God. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. In whom, listen, the God of this world has blinded their mind, the minds of them which believe not, lift the light of the what? Glorious gospel, whose the image of God should shine upon them. Let's stop here. Now, did you hear that? Who is the God of this world? It's Satan. You see, the work of Satan is to blind the eyes of what? Your understanding, so that you do not receive this ray of light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And what does the ray of light do? When God says, let there be light, it's unveiling the image and the likeness of God that you are. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's very important we understand these things. Hallelujah. Better. Satan represents that which shields, which blinds the eyes of our understanding, so that this mystery is hidden from us. And let me tell you the truth. When you stand and put Christ in you, the reality that Christ in you is the hope of glory, stand and preach it in a church, in a traditional church, and see what they will do to you. See, not just, you have people who preach, they call the scriptures and they say it another way. They say, if you preach the reality of it, watch what will happen to you. Hallelujah. John says, discern the spirit. Any spirit that does not confess that Christ is come in the flesh, is the spirit of what? The Antichrist. And that is what you have on your way. They are all directing your attention outside, so that you do not know what is within you. This is the power of Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the power of Satan. Praise God. So the seed is sown, and at times you put the word and some people just cannot understand you. Amen. Brethren, it is not given to them to want to know the mystery. Hallelujah. And that is very painful. See, the Jesus Christ says what? Don't cast your pearls to pigs. Because they will do what? They will trample on it and come, turn around and what? Attack you. Amen. At times, you use wisdom when you preach to people. There are some people, when you see them, you talk to them. When they are doing like this, just back out. Amen. When you try to say somebody something, it says, the Bible says, the book of this says, you know, some people, they know how to read the Bible. Amen. Before you say anything, look, Satan knows the Bible even more than Jesus. Satan, he notices the way it's the Bible he uses. Hallelujah. Satan does not come with a juju book, with a book of Ogu or whatever. It's the Bible that Satan uses to deceive you again and put you back into bondage. So what is supposed to say? The Bible says what? Jesus Christ says, set you the scriptures. You think you have life in them, you will not come to me that you will live. Hallelujah. Set the scriptures. Don't put your Bible, read them as you want. If you not read it by my spirit, if you not hear what the spirit is saying to the churches in this hour, it's only darkness. You will only put yourself in greater and greater bondage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So let's move on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the light is shining. Hallelujah. And to him that receives him, he has given them what? Power to become what? Sons of
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can understand this mystery, you can begin to reign in life today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can allow and receive this revelation, hallelujah, it does not cost anything, it's just to believe. Do you get my point? Does it cost you a dime?
No.
It's just to what?
Believe.
If you can believe this revelation,
amen.
That's why it says believe and be saved.
Amen.
I met a brother the other day, they call him believe. Amen. Believe and be
saved.
Believe that you are a child of God, that you came out of God. Believe that the Father is your life. It dwells in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you begin to shake, you know, destroy those shackles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's very important to understand now that the second category of people, the Bible says that the seed falls on what? On the stony ground. And what happens? It grows up a little, and when the sun comes, it scorches it off because it had no root in it. And Jesus Christ explains that those are the people who hear the word, but when tribulation and persecution and trials come on account of the word, they run away. Do you know that some weeks ago, when things were getting hard for me, I called one brother and told him, man, I'm not doing it. I'll go back to my house. That, you know, I've always been in church. I've had ministry for many years. I'm going to read you some letters I've received from people all over the world. Different people from all over the world. Hallelujah. From India, from America, from Asia. Diverse parts, they writing on how God has transformed their lives through this message that I will preach on the internet and through the little books we've written. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't hold on. Let me read something to you. Because at times, you know, people think this same thing that is like an order, offensive order to people, is life to many people all over the world. This is what a brother wrote me yesterday, okay, from India. He said, beloved brother, I want to express my love and immense gratitude to you. Words are not enough. I praise God that I had the privilege to come across your ministry and was so much blessed. Even last night, I was listening to you and getting blessed. You are a treasure in my life. I thank God for you and your ministry. May the Lord bless you richly.
Amen.
You see, God, my wife is here. We see, at that I wake up in the morning, I will receive these messages from Americans, elderly people, young, all over the world. Praise God. And you know, God set me up that period when I received some kind of malicious, you know, accusation from Britain. Praise God. When people start to walk against you, when propaganda begins to fly, why? It's because of the word. Hallelujah. It's because of offense to many people. Offense particularly to those who think say they know. You must humble yourself as a child to what? To receive the kings of kingdom.
Oh, yes.
Humble yourself as a child. Hallelujah. Praise God. And only if I think that we can enter and see what we think we know too much, we are only shutting the door against ourselves. Hallelujah. Who are those who persecuted and killed Jesus? Is it the drunkard?
No.
Is it the prostitute?
No.
It is the brethren, the people who carry the Bible. They are the ones that will be after your life day and night. Praise God. And when this thing starts, if you are not fair, they will what? They will sweep you aside. Hallelujah. When God has given you a vision, you must run with that what?
Vision.
Don't look at men. Jesus Christ says, when you are on the way, don't talk to any man. Do you know what that means? He said, don't talk to any man. He said, at times, we want to reason with men. Let me tell you, if God has given you a revelation, don't share it with any man. Don't waste your time trying to convince men. The ones that will see the light, will see that come. But if you go there and start to argue, you cannot argue with them. Don't try it. Jesus Christ says, on the way, don't talk to any man. When Elijah and Elijah were going to the place where Elijah was to be taken up, they met prophets two times. They called them 50, prophets of 50s. The first time they met them, they tried to talk to Elijah and Elijah. Elijah shunned them. He refused to talk to them. He shunned them. They came again and they met him again as he was about to cross the Jordan. And they said, they came to meet him and, do you know that your master is going? He told them, he shut them up. He didn't want to listen to them. Why? If you go and hang out with these men, they will take away the seed, the word that God has given you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let anybody deceive you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't let what any man deceive you. Stand your ground. In the times of persecution, when people start to speak malicious against you, stand your ground. Hallelujah. Isaiah 51, I think don't read it. He says that, hearken unto me, those of you who are of the stock of Abraham and Sarah. Hallelujah. Hearken unto me. Don't allow the revilings. Hallelujah. The revilings of men, don't allow it to do what? To dissuade you. They shall wax old as a garment. They shall be changed. They shall die up. Hallelujah. But my righteousness, what? Is forever. Praise God. The Bible says that anybody that will follow the Lord and walk godly in Christ Jesus will suffer what? Persecution. Turn quickly to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. Are you there? 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer
persecution.
Hallelujah. Go to John chapter 16 verse 1. Are you there?
Yes.
These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be what? Offended. They shall put you out of their what?
Synagogue.
That's out of their churches. Amen. Yeah, the time comes that whosoever killeth you, you will think that he does God a service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Let's stop here.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? I'm telling you these things now because the time will come when they're going to label you a false prophet. And you put on notice that some things I saw here, you put in notice. Somebody came out here and telling that, you know, the Bible says that in the last days we should be careful. The Bible says in the last days, you know, false prophets will come. We know them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And you have to stand your ground. The Bible says you have to study the scriptures to show yourself what? Study. Meditate on the word. Get rooted on it. Because if you are not rooted on the word, any wind of doctrine that will come will blow you off. Hallelujah. And before you know it, you are back into the world. I've experienced it. When persecution comes, at times you want to kneel down to pray. You want to meditate. You will be thinking of what people have said against you. Even just some weeks ago, I heard some things. For some days when I go down, I wake up and remember that all I was thinking of what people said about me. Praise God. So the Lord reminded me of this scripture and said, my son, stand up. Hallelujah. Stand up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And walk this walk of faith. Stand up with this word that I've given you. Hallelujah. Many will be blessed. Many will be delivered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stand your ground. Hallelujah. Amen. If Jesus Christ had come back, many of us will not be here.
Amen.
Today. All of us have to make that sacrifice at times.
Amen.
At times, close friends will leave us.
Amen.
At times, even your own marital partners. You might have a wife or a husband that will not agree with you in the faith.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Moses had to leave his wife?
Mm.
Do you know Moses left his wife to follow God?
Yes.
Read the Bible. The Bible says that Moses left his wife. It was later on that the father of Moses brought the wife to meet him. He had forgotten all that. Why? Because she was not ready to move with him at that time. And by following him later, she was able to save her life. Praise God. At times when we stand our ground, people that are fighting against you now will come back and be saved later.
Amen.
But if we fall by the wayside, you will perish away, and then too what? You perish away. Because so don't be discouraged, hallelujah.
Amen.
The times will come, at times will be 12 of us here, 10 of us. Praise God. Stand your
ground.
No shaking, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If Jesus Christ was looking at that crowd, he was carrying the whole Jerusalem to go on top of the mountain. It was only three he carried. These are prophetic messages. At times we think that if you are carrying crowd, that means you are pleasing God. Now lie. Hallelujah. Big church. Now, because of connection, we'll be able to meet some very, very important men in the faith. Important men. Men that pull stages. Stages will be full. You know? And when I discuss with them, hallelujah. Do you know some of them dodo? They don't know. Dodo. You know me not dodo? Dodo. They don't know. Praise God. Paul says that if I have faith to move mountains and I don't have love, I'm nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see Paul was saying that you can attain to a faith without actually walking in God. Because you walk in love, you are walking in God. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So let us not be deceived. Every other thing that came before us that thieves are what? Robbers. They are robbing you of what? Of your glory in God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ spoke of another category of people. He says that the seed falls on what? On thorns. On chukuchuku. You know me on chukuchuku? Hallelujah. And when it tries to grow, what happens? Suffocated. Now, we have those things in the back of our house. You know, the wall, we use some plant to make the wall around the house. And there's a particular plant that grows around. And when those things go, they kill, they choke and destroy all the other plants. Very tiny thing. But when they move, now, Jesus Christ says, these are those who allow the deceitfulness of riches to choke the world. Now, what is the deceitfulness of riches? Riches talk of the glories of this world. talks about this natural, the material things of this world, the earthly things. Amen? At times, as Christians, we think that gaining the world means godliness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I preach to you today is that the more that you have materially, the more godly you are, or the more that you are pleasing God. Is that what they say? That's what they say. And that's nowadays, if you don't have the big pocket, the big purse, you don't have a front seat in churches. Praise God. That means you're not godly enough because you're not rich. Amen. Hallelujah. Riches, the lust of this world, can choke the faith that you have. Remember that God's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. God's kingdom is eternal. God's kingdom is what? Immaterial. And if you know your true self, you know that you are spirit. You can be in this world, but you are what? You are pure spirit. You are light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us not allow the cares of this world choke our faith in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Some of us are so busy chasing after money, chasing after success, and it's like an endless speed. Because even when the money comes, you never know you have the money. Do you know that?
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Even if you have a million euros in your account today, do you think you will rest?
No.
As a man?
No.
That is when your problem will start. Praise God. Paul says godliness with contentment is what? Great
gain.
Godliness is what?
Contentment.
It's great gain. If today I ride a jeep, that is just my portion in this life. Whereas if it makes me better than a person that is using a taxi. Praise God. It doesn't make it better than the person that is using a motorcycle. We are all one
body.
Praise God. We have to learn to be satisfied. Because, and this, you, to be satisfied, you have to put on the consciousness of the spiritual man from heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the spiritual man from heaven, which is the Lord, owns all things. Paul says, all things are yours. Look, it's not unless you buy something and put your name on it that is your own. Let me tell you, people who buy things and put their names on things, they only live it one day and discover at the end of the day that is the Lord, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. And you are the Lord's. Praise God. Let us not be carried away with deceitfulness of riches. These are the things that make us fight each other, beat against each other. Look, just try and do a business with a brother. A brother that you are close to the Lord and you are praying together and fasting together. Go into business with him. When you see Satan coming out of his
face,
that is the brotherhood will end there. I've seen, look, I had some Jamaican sisters, millionaires, who went to business with another big man in Lagos. We were all in the same fellowship. And when they started the fellowship, when their war started, oh God, they had to come ready for America to come and settle them. Until today, they never saw eyes to eye to the end. The way of what? Covetousness. A man's life is not measured by the goods that you carry unto yourself. It's rather, it's the degree of the way that you know God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I am confident of one thing, that when I know God, all things are provided for me.
Yes.
Everything that I need in this present world will be given to me.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, we pray, I want, I want, I want. God, I want, I want, I want. But Jesus Christ said, the Father knows what you
want.
Not want, what you need. There's a difference between need and
want.
I want this, I want that. Amen.
Amen.
If according to answer all your prayers, your mind. I want that woman. God, I want this woman. God, I want this. God, I want this money. God, I want this cow. That is easy. The things will keep coming. But God gives you what you need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes what you need is what matters most. And listen to what Jesus Christ said. The Father knows what you
need.
So what is your mama? You are trying to tell God, you are trying to ask. You see, don't get angry with me. Because of this, my pictures are too much. After the church, it's all this pastor. It's not something we don't pray. I don't mean that. No more. I don't mean that we don't pray. Amen. I'm trying to direct our focus on higher things. Praise God. Amen. So let us understand that these are parables that Jesus Christ gave. And when Jesus Christ spoke these parables, he spoke the parables to what? To multitudes. But look at what happens. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ spoke the parables to what?
Multitudes.
But look at what happens. Go to Mark chapter 4. Let's round up with these scriptures. Come here, please. Mark chapter 4, verse 9. And he said unto them, he that has an ear, who has ear to hear, let him what? Hear. Because he had just spoken a parable. And when he was alone, now listen to it. When he was alone, they that were about him, with the 12, asked him the what?
Parable.
The parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is what?
Given
to know the mystery of the kingdom. But unto them that are without, all things are what?
Parable.
Now, did he say something?
No.
He said, all things are done what?
Parables.
Praise God. That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing them may hear and not understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Lest at any time they should be convicted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen, brother. Listen. Look up here. Let everybody look here. Now, notice there were multitudes. Did you notice that only a few people, a handful, went to meet Jesus to ask him the meaning? These things are in the Bible for our to teach us certain secrets. Amen?
Amen.
Multitudes heard the parable, but only a few people went to ask Jesus in the secret, in the quiet. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ told them everything. And Jesus Christ told them that their healing, their conversion, their healing comes by what?
Hearing.
He wants to be healed financially, health wise, any emotionally wise, any way.
Yes.
No man can lay a hand on you and heal you. I am laying my hand on you right now. Because you are in this ministry.
Amen.
It doesn't mean I have to call you and put my hand and try to push you down. Amen.
Amen.
We become actors. Amen. Hallelujah. When somebody falls down and they say, I'm a man of God, bro. Later on they will deceive them. They will come back. I know it's a sister. One boy or a man of God came some years ago, three years ago or two, and he was raining in town. When it comes to preacher, everybody are falling. Good Baba, top up. A sister came to meet me. Come, the man of God don't come. I said, who? What did you tell the person? I told her, sister, when you don't finish for them, when everything don't finish, come back up with me. It didn't take up to 2 years. She came to me. But bro, I just said, you like me. I just said, all of us, I don't know you all this year. Why did I not advise her well that time? I said, look, if I talk to you that time, you would think that I'm a false prophet, that Satan is using me. from the way she met me that time to invite me, there's no way I could have convinced her not to go. So let her go and see for herself. Praise God. You have to be careful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be careful. Praise God. Mind how you hear. Mind how you
hear.
And be grateful as you hear these things. Hallelujah. Because God has given you what? A hearing here. Hallelujah. Very important. You can see here that multitudes hear things in parables. Amen. Broad is the way that what leads to. But narrow is the way that leads to power. Amen. You see, Brother Ben, the other day he told me of a vision where an angel was leading him to a quiet path and the angel vanished. Is that part of life that the Lord is leading you into? Hallelujah. Elder Jonas had that same vision years ago. Elder Jonas said he saw the thing leading and suddenly the thing vanished. He told that same thing years ago. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a narrow path. A narrow path, and very few people find it. Praise God. You can reign in life right now, hearing fruits of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The Bible in the book of Revelation says that when John saw the new Jerusalem, which is God's kingdom, he saw the river of life. And on either side of the river, he saw the tree of life. And they were all bearing fruits every month in due season. These are the trees of life. Hallelujah. These are the ones planted by the rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. That water is the current, is the torrent that comes as you hear the ways of the Spirit. This one shall continue to blossom and continue to blossom and bloom, and anything that they lay their hands on, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This is the realm that God is catapulting his people into this hour.
Amen.
Let every man run in life. Receive the word and be saved. May we stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We adore you, O God. We love your King of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for a good heart. So receive your word, eternal life. Hallelujah. To grow in that thing that you say that I am. Hallelujah. We have heard of your loving kindness in the midst of your temple, and we are seeing it now, right now. Being unveiled in these last hours. Hallelujah. Let us grow in love. Hallelujah. Power, empower us in the inner man to grow in oneness and in love. And let people be healed in every sphere of their life.
Amen.
Every aspect of their lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come, praise God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those who lack understanding, James says, ask the Father of light. Hallelujah. Who gives to every man without partiality. And he will give it. Hallelujah. But ask without wavering. Hallelujah. Because that which wavers is a double-minded person. And the double-minded person cannot receive from God.
Amen.
Let us be saved. Let us believe that the Father loves you. And that you came out of the Father. Hallelujah. And you have seen the entrance back into the Father. When nothing, hallelujah, can touch you. Hallelujah. Next week we'll share on the secret place of the Most High. And I call you to attend that service next week. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, because yokes are broken. Hallelujah. People are walking free in the liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
As we completed the prayer, when he was the pastor was praying, the Lord showed me a well. Actually, he showed me the well when Jesus went to visit the Samaria of the well, no? That's the way the Lord gave them the vision. Then in the well with the bucket, then the bucket was filled with water being drawn out from the well. That was the first vision the Lord showed me. This was the second one. The first one was, I saw, you know, when you want to go and ride a horse, and when before you, those cowboys, before you go, you prepare yourself with the shoes,
the saddles,
yes, to be able to climb on top of the horses before you could ride it. That was the first one. The second one was the fetching of the water from the well with the warm bucket. The bucket was filled with water drawn out from the well. That was this moment. Then when Brother Johnny was giving us that point of prayer, I hope, brethren, you really pray that prayer with the bottom of your heart. If you have prayed that prayer with the bottom of your heart, you will see something. Because as he was praying, the Lord showed me the mountain, you know, Mountain Zion, up. Like from the top, they fall the stream of water from the top to the bottom.
Amen.
Then before that, I saw the same moment when he was calling the prayer. In these premises, the rain, the shower of rain, it was raining in all the premises. That was what the Lord showed me when he was calling the prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is raining all over me.
I can see that the rain comes to
me. No, stop it. Hallelujah. When Balaam, hallelujah, was, you know, opened his mouth to curse the Israelites, God opened his eyes and turned his speech. He says, I can see them by valleys, by streams, hallelujah. I can see that his bucket is full with water. Do you know your bucket? This is your bucket. Hallelujah. And you are filled with what?
Water
that is going to overflow to the nations. Hallelujah. Because you are getting that water from the well, from the source. Hallelujah. From the, that is at the deep things of God. You are filled with the very life of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We are drinking, we are receiving from that water. And whoever drinks of this water shall never what? Shall never thirst again. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name, O God. Mount Zion, thank you, O God. Hallelujah. You can see these are heavenly visions.
Amen.
Amen. These are things that Madam here didn't plan. These are things that God shows to encourage us and to confirm us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Even the prayers of John, you can see all these things are being confirmed by the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Father. We are grateful in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for quality time.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.